What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Our Favorite CIA Asset, that's Andrew Tate, Just Destroyed the Manosphere. So if you guys haven't been following what's going on with the Fresh and Fit, Nico Rolo Tomasi, is that they recently came out, had some sort of snafu, and Andrew Tate, who just came out of prison, He said the red pill is for autistic people, and he called everybody a loser who does the red pill. And now the manosphere is crumbling and coming down. Now, what have I been saying all along for several months now? Andrew Tate is a CIA asset. So as you guys can see, I'm out here in Santa Monica at a park. Got my charcoal over there. It's the type that you light without any gasoline. Got my food over here, chips, this over here, kinda tastes a little funky, not bad, it's an acquired taste to get used to. Matches over here, I got this bread over here, guys. This is really good bread. It not only does it taste good, but it's high in fiber. See, 60 calories, right? 50% of your fibers in one loaf. So even though this costs like $6, it has 8 servings. And if you take like 2 of them a day, that's like enough for your dietary fiber. So if you do 2 a day, that's 4 servings. 6 divided by 4 is like $1.50 a day for your fiber intake. So this is not a bad deal at all. I love this chips over there. I don't know what they are. Cape Cod, 40% less fat. I love them. They're addictive. So we got the meat over here. For all of you fanatics out there, no, it's not halal. I know some of you guys are going to spurg, oh my God, Amr, the meat is not halal. How dare you? Guys, there's so much haram going on out there nowadays that, and you don't even know, there are organizations that were busted kosher, halal, that weren't really kosher or halal. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, guys. At this point, the least haram you should do, okay? Everything is haram. Anyway, so going back to the point of the video. So, Andrew Tate, being the good little CIA asset he is, you know, this whole Andrew Tate going to jail and Andrew Tate being wanted by the Matrix, it was all a scam, guys. He was in on it. And the reason why he supposedly went to prison was so the Matrix, really, it's really the Jews, you know, the Jews run everything, you know. It was really the Jews. They needed like, not a break, but they needed like a time out to know what to do as they see what's going on in the internet world out here. So by putting Andrew Tate in jail for a couple of months, this gave the Jews the opportunity to like look around and say, okay, this is what our next game is. So what's happening with the manosphere, guys, is that the Jews are purposely destroying the manosphere. That way young men do two things. Number one, they lose faith in people like Andrew Tate and Fresh and Fit and Rolo Tomasi. You know, Rolo Tomasi, Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate, Sneeko, those are the most popular people out there, okay? So people are gonna lose faith in some of these people. And also at the same time, Fresh and Fit, you know, Andrew Tate, they're gonna go into different directions, you know. Andrew Tate already came out and said the manosphere is racist and how dare us, you know, talk bad about him because, you know, he's part black and shit like that. It's like, okay, bro, I'm part black too. You don't see me saying, oh yeah, I was enslaved, even though the state of California wants to give out preparation money. You know, if the state of California really is gonna give out preparation money to black people, man, have you guys seen that episode of Family Guy? When Peter Griffin found out that he was descendant of slaves and he started dressing up like black people. And then, you know, his father-in-law was like, I'll give you money to drop this whole charade. And Peter was like, sure, you know. So, hey man, if the state of California is going to give me $1 million because I'm going to walk around grabbing my junk saying, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha dog. Yeah, why not, right? Anyway, so What the Jews want to do, guys, is that they want to destroy the manosphere so young kids can lose hope in what's going on. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. All these people who come out of nowhere in the manosphere, whether they're Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate, you know, all these Muslims out there, these people who show up from nowhere, they're all CIA assets. This is what you guys need to understand, okay? The Jews, they want to mislead you and they want you to lose faith in those who are supposedly your leaders. See, this is why MGTOW doesn't exist. See, the Jews know they can't take us over, okay? At the end of the day, you guys need to understand something about me, okay? I told you guys, the CIA tried to recruit me in 2006, literally off of a Hollywood set. I told them to go fuck themselves. I own MGTOW.TV. So the CIA knows that they can't take me down. In fact, the FBI tried to recruit my father multiple times. That didn't work, you know. So the US government knows that they have no power over the Mitwali family. So what they're going to do is they're going to delegate us to where we are. Go on Google, type in MGTOW. MGTOW TV doesn't show up on Google. Go ahead, do it. You know, you explicitly have to put in MGTOW TV for us to show up. Otherwise, MGTOW TV does not show up in Google, even though we are the most prominent and number one MGTOW site in the whole wide world. Okay, so this just goes to show you guys that the Jews are deathly scared of us because they can't control us. At the end of the day, guys, we're all still around. TFM is still around. Stardust is still around. Sandman is still around. Hammerhand is still around. Undead Chronicles is still around. Rare Breed Theory is still around. Line of MGTOW is still around. Realist Philosopher is still around. Red Pill Married is still around. We're all still around. The original people who did this MGTOW shit as far back as 5-6 years ago or even longer, we are still around. You know, all these people who come out of nowhere, like Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate, they come out of nowhere and then they disappear, you know? Looking back at things, guys, I wouldn't be surprised if Yogi Obes was a CIA asset. And let me tell you why. You see, Yogi Obes, his channel growth was actually faster than that of AMS. He reached 50,000 in a matter of a couple of months, maybe under 3 months, right? And once Yogi Obes reached 3,000, not only did he talk shit about MGTOW, but he like took his message in a different direction altogether. And shortly afterwards, Yogi Obes just disappeared off the internet. It was as if Yogi Obes doesn't exist. In fact, if you go on the internet, you're not going to find anything about Yogi Obes, you know. It's as if the guy never existed to begin with, you know. Maybe that was the CIA experimenting with Yogi Obes to see, hey, how can we learn so next time around we are better suited to take advantage of people. Remember Georgia Free? That bitch came out of nowhere, got 30,000 subs, and then after I exposed her for being a hypergamous lying whore, guess what happened? She deleted her channel, and it was as if Georgia Free didn't even exist to begin with, you know. So I think what's happening is that the CIA is using people like that to experiment how to take better advantage of normal people next time around, you know. So Fresh and Fit may go the way of the dodo board. Rollo Tomasi may go the way. I'm not saying Rollo Tomasi is CIA, by the way. I don't think he is, even though his real name is not Rollo Tomasi. But that's not the point. The point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out here is that the CIA or the Jews, because at the end of the day, the Jews run everything. The Jews, they're learning, how do we get the Mahdi? You guys need to understand, Islam tells us that there are going to be false prophets in the end times, okay? Andrew Tate obviously is a false prophet. I don't have to sit here and tell you why now. So the Antichrist has to be believed, okay? In order for the Jews to pull off the greatest scam in the world, which is to have the Antichrist, aka the Dajjal, for you Muslims to take over the world, you need to believe in them. So right now, guys, the Jews are using people like Andrew Tate to get you to believe in the Antichrist. Okay, this is the ultimate goal. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. I wouldn't be surprised if Andrew Tate claims to be the Mahdi. Have you guys noticed that the biggest supporters of Andrew Tate are actually Muslims? Have you guys noticed that? I mean, Andrew Tate, for God's sakes, is a Muslim now, right? Supposedly he's a Muslim, right? Have you guys noticed that? Damn it, I have to put the camera down so I can move this down. Damn, that's good, man. So, like I was saying, notice how Andrew Tate and Sneeko and Myron Farage are Muslims. Also, that Indian scumbag Hamza is also a Muslim. Have you guys noticed that the most prominent people in the manosphere are actually Muslim? And all four of them literally came out of nowhere. Have you guys noticed that? Do you guys think that's by coincidence? Of course not. These are all CIA assets, guys. So, I told you, the ultimate goal here is to cause hopelessness, deception, misguidance for young people. This is why MGTOW has to be eliminated by any means necessary. And also at the same time, they want to pave the way for the jail. They want to pave the way for the Antichrist to come into this world. The only way, you know, the woman will follow, Islam tells us the woman will follow the Antichrist, okay? That's a fact. The women are already following the Antichrist, okay? The Dajjal women are already following him. You have to get the young men to follow the Antichrist. So what the Jews are doing is that they're prepping you to lose hope, to be misguided to the point where at best you're going to follow the Antichrist. At worst, you're just going to shrug your shoulders and go along, okay? Now, what can you and me do? Now, Sheikh Imran Hussein had a great speech the other day where he said, we are not in tune with nature, you know? This virtual world, you know, this internet thing, man, you guys got to get off the internet, man. You know, the only social media I do is MGTOW TV. And 99% of the stuff we have in MGTOW TV is in audio format. So when I'm driving around town doing DoorDash, I'm listening to MGTOW TV no different than listening to the radio, okay? So I'm not into this whole Instagram, Snapchat, all that mumbo jumbo, because all that is actually a portal for evil spirits to take over mankind. I'll actually be doing a video about that later on. So what you guys out there need to do is that you have to get in tune with nature, okay? Go out into the park, man. Barbecue. Get out of the house, you know? To be honest with you guys, you know, sleeping in your car is the best thing in the world. Why? Because you wake up early in the morning. You know, I get up at 7 o'clock now. You know, back in small town USA, I'd get up at like freaking 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. But here, because I'm living in a car, you know, I get up early. I get up at 7 o'clock. You know, I go to bed around 1 o'clock after I'm done doing DoorDash. I wake up 5-6 hours later, I go to the gym, I go to Starbucks, you know, I do a little bit of work, then I do this, then I go back to the car, sleep a little bit, you know, then wake up and do DoorDash at like 7-8 o'clock, you know. So, point here, guys, is that you guys out there watching this, you gotta get outside of your house, okay? Get outside of your house, go to the local park, barbecue, okay? You gotta be in tune with nature. That's the whole point here, guys. This virtual world, this internet world, this smartphone world, this was created by jinns, aka evil spirits, to have mankind go to the hellfire along with them. So at the end of the day, guys, You gotta be one with nature. Your heart has to be in tune with nature, like Sheikh Imran Hussein says, you know, a lot of people complain that time runs by so fast. Yeah, because you are not in tune with nature, you know. You guys take me, for example, you know. How long has this video been going on? Well, over 15 minutes, okay? For 15 minutes, I've been grilling this food, you know? So, this is nature right here, man. We've been grilling food like this for how long? You know, 5,000 years, a million years? I don't know, I don't care, you know? But this is nature right here. You know, you guys see it with your own eyes. You guys see the meat, you know, changing colors, becoming more, better cooked, right? So this is nature. See, your heart has to be in tune with nature, okay? When you barbecue meat, you can't barbecue meat in T-minus 5 seconds, you know? You can go online and send somebody a message halfway around the world in like 0.00 seconds, okay? But when it comes to cooking meat, you know, you can't do it in half a second, you know? When you go fishing, you know, there is no power you have over a fish. You can't force a fish to get on your fishing rod. So at the end of the day, guys, it is imperative for you guys to understand that at the end of the day, you have to get in tune with nature. You have to disassociate yourself from social media. You know, I don't even watch any of these Fresh and Fit, Sneeko, any of these guys. I don't watch any of them because when I try to watch any of them, you know, my heart is like, hey man, get the F out of here, man. Don't watch that crap, okay? That's what I'm telling you guys out there. Don't watch any of these people, Fresh and Fit, Hamza. Don't watch them, you know. Every now and then, you know, you might watch a clip of them or you might get news of them. That's what I do. But you really gotta disassociate yourself from this online world, man. Stop watching this crap. You know, you can listen to this crap while you drive or while you make food like I do. But doing this shit, social media shit, where you're on Snapchat, Instagram, you can't do that anymore, guys. Not saying it's haram, I'm simply saying that it's really bad for your heart, it's bad for your soul, because it throws your heart out of nature, therefore you are no longer in sync with nature. That's why it's not good for you, okay? And lastly, guys, you have to understand that this is one big global homo psyop by the Jews to take down the manosphere. This is why MGTOW has pretty much been eradicated off the internet. But you guys need to understand something very important. At the end of the day, guys, God is on our side. We will succeed. And I don't even have to say inshallah. And the reason behind it is that God tells us we are going to succeed because that's from Him. It's not from me. Listen, the Jews can murder me while I sleep tonight. Not gonna change anything. At the end of the day, we will succeed. So until our time for success, what you guys need to do, get in tune with nature. I don't care if you have to go to the local park and like grill fucking chicken. You know, go fishing, go for a walk, get off social media, and think of living in your car for a little bit, guys. I mean, who cares if people think you're homeless? Who gives a flying F, man? Living in the car is like the best thing ever. I mean, I wake up at like 7 in the morning, I'm at the gym, I'm working at Starbucks already on MGTOW TV. Come on, man. You know, back in small town USA, I don't get up until like 1 o'clock, maybe even 2 o'clock, man, when I live in a house. So what does that tell you? Anyway, guys, that's going to be my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.